This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Israel has entered a second nationwide lockdown on Friday at the onset of the Jewish High Holy Day season. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The country's initial lockdown was imposed in late March and eased in May as new coronavirus cases tapered off, reaching low single-digit numbers. But in the past week, new cases have reached daily highs of over 5,000, and Israeli leaders now acknowledge that they lifted measures too soon. The move to reimpose sweeping restrictions at this time has drawn anger from many residents already struggling because of an economic downturn. Under the new rules, Israelis must stay within 1,000 metres of home, with only a few exceptions, including commuting to work. Social distancing and limits on the number of attendees allowed at usually packed synagogues will also affect Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. That festival begins at sunset on September 27th.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. U.S. government health officials have scrapped a controversial piece of coronavirus testing guidance. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Last month, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted advice saying people who did not feel sick did not need to get tested. The change baffled public health experts and led to speculation that Trump administration political appointees forced the shift. The CDC has now essentially gone back to its earlier guidance that anyone spending at least 15 minutes within 6 feet of somebody with a documented infection should get tested. The agency calls the change a clarification needed due to the significance of asymptomatic and presymptomatic transmission. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Trump administration will ban WeChat and the video sharing app TikTok from U.S. app stores starting Sunday night, a move that will block Americans from downloading the Chinese-owned platforms over concerns they pose a national security threat. Reuters' Fred Katayama reports.
It's a harshest sanction yet by Washington against the popular China-based video sharing and messaging apps. Sunday marks the deadline set by President Donald Trump to ban TikTok unless the app's owner, ByteDance, completes a sale of TikTok's U.S. operations to an American company. Sources told Reuters Trump might rescind the ban if ByteDance reached a deal. The U.S. Commerce Department says ByteDance's apps pose privacy risks, worried TikTok could pass American user data to the Chinese government. China and the companies have denied using the app to spy on Americans. Racing to meet the deadline, ByteDance is in talks with Oracle and other American companies to create a new company to address U.S. security concerns.
That's Reuters' Fred Katayama. Disruptive tactics by Belarus, Russia, China, and Venezuela have failed to derail a special debate on the human rights situation in Belarus taking place at the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. As Lisa Schlein reports, it was the intervention of the UN Special Rapporteur on the human rights situation in Belarus that provoked a firestorm of protests.
The Special Rapporteur, Anais Marin, proceeded to present a searing account of the brutal use of force by security officers against journalists, passersby, women, and even children.
I have been informed of allegations of rape, electrocution, and other forms of physical and psychological torture. What is more, the perpetrators seem confident that they will not be prosecuted because of prevailing lawlessness and impunity.
In a video message from Lithuania, opposition candidate in the Belarusian presidential elections, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, called for talks with authorities to look for peaceful solutions to the crisis in their country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Netherlands launched a bid Friday to hold Syria responsible under international law for gross human rights violations in a case that could end up in the UN's top court. The Dutch government said it was invoking the UN Convention Against Torture and that Damascus was guilty of murder and using poison gas on its own citizens. The Dutch said they decided to take action after an attempt to refer the situation in Syria to the International Criminal Court was vetoed in the UN Security Council. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.